other areas that are going to be for a big in for a big shake-up as a result of this new coalition, this new government. The environment, of course, Bryce Johnson, Chief Executive of Fish and Game New Zealand. Bryce, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mark.
Do you hold great hopes for great change or not?
Yes, we certainly do, and it's long needed. I mean, the water issue has been, you know, banging on for years, but all of a sudden it's broken up through that ceiling and it's now a big central issue for all of New Zealand, and that's really, really good.
And would that bother you if the water tax doesn't get through, which it doesn't look like it has?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was always called a water tax. I mean, it's really a water royalty. And even if it's not there now, I'm sure it'll come later. And it wasn't a big call. I mean, that's just it's quite surprising. But there's a lot of other issues that need to be dealt with in the water space, and particularly the overall impact of agriculture and water quality. And that's really got to be stepped up. And I think Labor wants to do this, a fish water summit,
yep.
Which would be good, pull all the points together, and then make some hard decisions. And they've got to make some hard decisions. You can't just bug around the edges anymore.
What about the influence of the Greens? Are you hopeful there?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, they've had a pretty good history in ground water issues in particular. I think they'd be very supportive, because all three parties in this coalition are actually in favour of a water deal and are doing something better for water, so that's
exactly.
Good.
What about the Kermadec idea? Did you see that over the weekend? The National Party drum up a private member's bill on the Kermadec sanctuary, drag the Greens in, or at least force them into a position. That makes life interesting, doesn't it?
It sure does make it interesting. I don't think they'll do that, though. It's a pretty brave thing to do. But it's a possibility, and that was always the nature of MMP and the numbers that exist at this current arrangement now, so it's always possible.
All right, Bryce, appreciate your time. Bryce Johnson, who is the Chief Executive of Fish and Game.